to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Did you just go on mute, Rich? Okay, that's why I'm getting the echo. Yes, Robbie.
I have one other clutter thing to continue with.
Oh, okay. You got one last clutter. Okay.
Yes, it was one of those, you know, relax, less is more, don't hurt yourself.
This is a clutter bonus segment?
It's a clutter.
Ding.
Yep.
Uh-huh. No?
Hold on.
Hold on. Okay. We'll wait.
No.
We'll wait while you read your text.
No. Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay. So.
Okay. All right. So this says focus on bathroom cabinets and your cosmetic bag. Toss expired items.
Huh?
Duh. Toss expired items. Okay. Duh. I tell people this all the time, though, because so many people don't.
But it's paint. It's good forever, right?
And makeup mistakes.
Yeah.
So basically, you buy a lip color, a lip stain, a lip gloss, a lip chappy, a lip shimmer.
Yeah.
Rich, I'm naming everything that you possibly could be using. And maybe the color's just a little off.
It doesn't, none of the above.
Right.
It doesn't go with your tone. And so you're saving it anyway because you paid money. It says toss all that stuff. And then here's the thing that I like. Then arrange everything that's left in the order of your daily routine.
Huh?
I know. So let's see. First thing, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth. So that should be the first thing in my medicine cabinet. Then I wash my face. Then I tone my face. Then I moisturize my face. Then I put my eye cream on. Then I put my mascara on. So they're saying everything should be lined up in your medicine cabinet according to the way you put it on in the morning.
Okay. That makes sense. Sure. It's all organized and step-by-step process through the shelf.
Okay. That's crazy.
And that way you don't forget one of the 1,800 steps that you were doing. Like mine is, I brush my teeth in the morning and then I get dressed. So, I mean, you know, I don't even have to bother combing my hair. I just let it go. I don't bother combing it.
Wow. So you mean you don't have, you know, your first step is like what, your deodorant?
No, that's the night before. After I shower. I shower at night.
You shower at night, you put deodorant on at night.
Yes.
You don't put deodorant on in the morning.
No, because it's already on. I did it last night.
Didn't it wear off?
Hopefully I wasn't working too hard when I was sleeping. You know, I don't know. And getting all sweaty.
Some people sweat at night.
No.
Your deodorant could have worn off.
No. My wife would tell me, don't worry. I walk in the house after working all day, you stink, go take a shower. That's the first thing. That's what I hear. You stink. Go take a shower. I can't even eat dinner. Straight to the shower.
Wow.
Good idea.
Now I have to ask people to call in 847-475-1590. When do you apply deodorant?
Okay.
Because, Rich, do you apply deodorant at night or in the morning?
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I drive a desk where Ron goes out in the field.
Trixie?
So when I was working
in
the field.
Do you apply deodorant?
Ron, yeah. Same plan as you. Got up, put clothes on, and went to work.
Do you apply deodorant at night or in the morning? Morning. Ben, I know you're pretending to be on the phone, so you don't have to answer this question. Do you apply deodorant at night or in the morning?
Is that a legit question?
It's a legit question.
It's a debatable question.
No, it's not debatable.
No.
Let me ask Mike.
He doesn't even use it.
Do you do it in the morning or in the evening?
So Ben doesn't even put it on. That's what he just told us.
Basically. So 847-475-1590. I get the idea that you shower at night because you want to be clean for your spouse.
No, I just don't want to be yelled at that I smell and you stink. Get away from me. So I shower so that I don't have to hear
that. Okay, then let me back this up a minute, okay?
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Beep, beep,
is it possible that you smell and stink?
Because I was working all day?
No, because your deodorant isn't working because you didn't put it on in the morning.
No, you go in an attic.
Okay, Mike has his answer. He's live.
We're putting Mike on the air?
Mike? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Sort of.
What are you doing, Ben? What are you doing there, Ben? All right, so you go in an attic, and it's 180 degrees up there. You're up there for 45 minutes working. You come down drenched. So, yeah, you tend to smell. Or you're outside all day working in the sun.
Then why do you put on deodorant anyway?
At night?
No. Your deodorant, obviously, A, isn't working, or you're putting it on the wrong time. If you smell... You're saying you wear deodorant, but you smell.
After a 12-hour day, yeah, I tend to probably smell. I would agree with that.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
Then maybe you should put your deodorant on at night and in the morning.
Why? I just put it on 6 hours ago.
Because it's not working.
Sure it is. I don't smell in the morning. She doesn't yell at me in the morning that I stink.
Oh, my
She yells at me at the end of the day.
Anybody, please, 847-475-1590, please. The man is making me crazy. Of course you don't smell in the morning. You said, why would you put deodorant on in the morning? You don't sweat at night, right? You sweat in the morning when you go to work. So put it on in the morning.
It doesn't matter. I've already got it on. I did it last night.
It doesn't last forever.
Well, sure.
And it's not going to last 3 hours if you work in the field in 100-degree weather.
No, I don't care what you have me slather on.
So let's say you put it on at midnight. 6 hours later, it might be wearing off already.
No.
Yeah, so?
Yes, Rich. So why don't you put it on in the morning? Because if it's already wearing off by the time you get into the attic.
No. After about 4 or 5 hours out, you're out working or you're in an attic or you're out, you know, working on the outside, you're framing, you're doing construction work, you're going to stink. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you put on.
Then don't even bother.
I don't. Not in the morning. I do it at night.
That's my point.
But you don't smell at night.
I don't. You're right. Because I put my deodorant on. Did you want to talk about something else or me putting pit spread on?
Case, the last thing he would put on at night in his medicine cabinet would be deodorant. So in Ron's medicine cabinet.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Do you have a drawer?
No. It just sits right on the vanity right there.
So what else is your routine?
That's it. Oh, well, but I shave, shower. I do that at night. Shave, shower, brush my teeth at night, and then brush it in the morning again, and then off I go.
Do we have any phone calls?
Not
phone
for you.
Calls, emails.
The phones aren't working. Something's going on there. We tried that.
Okay, I'm gonna.
You can give us another call though. 847-475-1590. Let's get Ben going. Just call him and see if we can get these phones corrected. Keep calling. Keep calling. There you go. Keep calling. 847-475-1590.
For the record.
Yeah?
Mike Novak thought it was a silly question.
What?
The deodorant thing.
Oh, that was Mr. Novak.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It was a silly question because Ron puts it on silly. But Mike.
No, I don't.
But Mike didn't
answer.
Here,
come here. Smell me right now.
Did Mike say he puts it? No.
Come here.
It's a morning. Deodorant's a morning time thing.
Thank you. Deodorant's a morning. So it wasn't a silly question. Ron just applies it.
After his shower in the evening before he goes to have dinner with his wife. And in the morning, why bother? Like you said, just get up.
I don't smell in the morning.
I would at least, you know, maybe wet my hair down, but I had some. He doesn't. But then, you know, and you go to work.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah, if my hair is really messy, like I, you know, and it's like all scraggly, then I'll put a hat on, maybe. See?
That's bad hair day. That's the only time I wear hats. It's bad hair day.
So we have an email.
Okay. And a call.
And a call. The email says that the library ceiling damage story, remember we were talking about that earlier, $1 million ceiling.
$12 million
screwdriver fell through.
Yep.
He says it's fake news.
Oh, it is?
The contractor, and I don't know if this is fact that's fake news or it's his opinion that it's fake news, but the contractor who did the rehab would obviously have added netting to protect the work from the damage from above.
You would think so, yes.
You would think so. So
well, the article says the
guy
slipped off the catwalk and his foot went through.
Yep. Bummer. Yes. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with phone calls right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I can't pay my gas bill, so they're gonna shut off my heat. I can't pay my gas bill, so they're gonna shut off my heat. Without that bread I need, and you can't even warm your feet. I can't pay my light bill, so they're gonna shut off my juice. I can't pay my light bill, so they're gonna shut off my juice. Without that bread I need, all that talking just ain't no use. Listen.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there you go, Robbie.
I thought you were going to play a deodorant song.
No, I didn't. I said I had a song. I didn't say I had that one.
Oh, I thought you were playing, because I have the deodorant song I was going to play.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
And
well, go ahead, play it. I would like to hear the deodorant song.
And then we're going to go to the phones because...
Go to the phones.
Yeah. All right, go to the phones while she cues it up.
All right, let's try Kelly in Chicago. Hey, Kelly, you're on Mighty House.
Hi. This is my first time calling in, and I was a little confused because I'm like, am I supposed to have a deodorant question?
No, we just sometimes get off the rails.
No, Robbie took us off, out into left field there. That's all.
Well, that's okay. Deodorant is a fine product, and we all use it.
So, yes.
But I have a question about organizing, too, because I'm at that age where, you know, my daughter's growing up, and I'm kind of thinking about downsizing. But what's a good rule of thumb of like when to purge and when what to keep and organize, because all of a sudden I turned a corner and I'm just like my mom. I remember like, oh, I'm not going to give that away because that's brand new. And then I go, wait, I bought that in 1996.
Exactly.
So, how should I be thinking about it?
There are so many things. A lot of people hold on to things just because it was given to them as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you don't love it. I mean, that's the first rule is if you love it, you know, so hold that gift in your hand. If you don't love it, if you bought it, even though you spent money on it, like you said, that's another thing. People don't want to get rid of something because they bought it. You know, it might be too late to take it back to the store, but you can gift it to somebody else, which I'm all about. But when it comes to organizing things, like I tell people often who have like hundreds and hundreds of t-shirts, you know, how many can you usually use in one day? One. So let's say you have 30 t-shirts.
Two
you know?
If you're going out.
Okay.
Two if you're
so
going
30,
out.
30.
You work during the day.
I try to set a limit for people. So if it's kids, if they have like a box of Legos. If it doesn't fit in the box, that's an excessive amount. You know, whatever size box you determine them to have, that's what they get. So,
can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
The other thing I'm struggling with is, like, even if I get to the point where I'm saying, okay, I'm going to let go of this because this box of these two boxes of fabric have been sitting here 30 years.
Yeah.
I have not made a dress out of it.
Yeah.
Are there kind of go-to places where you could donate to, like not-for-profits or something like that I could?
There are tons. Now, what I have found with fabric is I took some to a high school and they had an art department and they made the coolest stuff.
Okay.
It was kind of, I can't think of what they're called. You know, it was kind of like a specialty high school. Mm-hmm. So they had like a
trade school?
Kind of, you know, but.
Do they have home ec still or not?
They don't necessarily have home ec, but this was an art department. They went above and beyond. They had art exhibits every year and things like that. It was a wonderful school. And I saw some of the things that they did with the fabric. They made a forest in the hallways with leaves, and the fabric was leaves. It was gorgeous. So I was very lucky giving fabric things to art schools or, you know, art classes. But Habitat for Humanity, they have a Restore in Chicago. They have them all over, but the one in Restore in Chicago is open Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they will take just about anything except clothing. So that's a good option. And if you have a lot of things, they can do a pickup. The money for that stays in the neighborhood to help build homes. But there are lots of creative places that you can take things. You know, old glasses can go. My eye doctor takes old glasses. So the fabric thing, I would try. You know, if you have like a Facebook or if you have those virtual garage sale places or neighborhood websites or emails that you can use, I posted on there. The people who wanted the free fabric was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? This is the nudge that I needed, so I appreciate it.
It's easy. Start in one corner of the room, circle around. You know, hold it in your hand. If you love it, keep it.
Do-si-do. Circle around.
I can't even talk to Ron. I'm so glad that you called, but, you know, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks. I don't want to monopolize your time, so thanks. Have a really great day.
That's right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. So grab your partner, spin round and round. Is that what that's you were talking about?
No, I could have talked to her for hours.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when do you have an overabundance of stuff? Put it in a container.
Uh-huh.
That's it. You know, tell your kids. You have, for Barbie dolls, I love hanging them on the back of closets in those shoe rack things.
Yeah.
You know, the hanging shoe things.
The Barbie condo,
right. Yeah. So when the Barbie condo is full,
yeah,
that's it.
No more?
No more.
Can they move in together, though? Because some of those condos are big.
I can't talk to you. Rich?
Yes?
What? I'm just asking.
I can't even talk to you guys.
No?
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. We have totally irritated her today.
Mm-hmm.
She's done with us right now. That's
success.
Good. Yes, I think. High five me there, brother. Woo! We succeeded today.
And you wonder why she comes in late.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Next week,
she's
I'm
not in a hurry
about,
to get here.
Yeah. Next week, I'm thinking about not coming in.
No, you can't do that. We can't do a show without you. It's not possible.
Yes, you can.
No, we can't. I don't
anyway.
Think so. No?
Well, we have.
Oh, okay, here we go. Wait. Yeah, exactly. Okay, wait. I got to plug this in.
And Brian sent us an email saying that you have your shopping list already. It's already he has his pre-done because he orders everything on Peapod. So Peapod it's already saved in there. So he just has his grocery list there. He checks it off and boom, it's off and running.
Well, what about Amazon buying Whole Foods or whatever? So
yes.
Now you're just going to have your Prime account, and you can have it delivered to your door by drone.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, I don't go to the grocery store. I can't. It drives me nuts. So, Peapod's a good option. Yeah, no, won't go.
I actually like going, but I do recipe things, you know, like pan them.
You cook. So, see, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Do you want your love life to bloom? Do you lose your charm when you raise your arm?
Uh-huh.
Are we ready for the deodorant song?
Go ahead. This is the deodorant hour, I guess. Give it to me. Are you ready, Ben? I don't know what this is. So have your finger over the dump button just in case she's playing something. Are you ready?
I started it.
You did? Oh, how about if I do this? 2, 3, 4! You're at the edge where your body goes through the change. Nothing you can stop. Your hormones are in a rage.
Oh, it's for teenagers.
Now here's some advice to help you smell nice. A simple, helpful hint that'll last you all your life. Uh-huh. It's body odor that you will smother. Scent illusion. The easy quick solution. Deodorant, deodorant. If you hesitate, by deodorant you create. Deodorant, deodorant. Don't be shy when you apply. Deodorant, deodorant. If you hesitate, by deodorant you create. Deodorant, deodorant. Don't be shy when you apply. Really?
Wow. One of the comments is, we've been using your video during our 6th grade human growth and development unit for years.
Excellent.
Wow. It helps them understand why I give them travel deodorants for a holiday gift. 6th grade, that's about it.
You think?
That's about it, yeah.
That's when the smell starts?
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So before we got off track there, did you have anything else on your organizational thing of not to do?
Oh no, no.
That was your last little bit.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, good. So we're done with that then?
Oh yeah, we were gonna talk about the library ceiling damage.
Yeah.
And you think that people should always put up netting? Do you think it's fake now that someone says it's a fake story?
You would think the contractor with a $12 million ceiling would protect it from above somehow, but a screwdriver might go through a net. You know,
it sounds like they had, it's a false ceiling. So it sounds like the guy was above. It said he slipped off and his foot went through. So, and it was a $12 million remodel of the library. I don't know that the ceiling was $12 million. Not enough there to get all the info.
So. Right. Yeah. But,
and it's just plaster. So big deal. You go up there, you know, some scaffold, you mud it up and you touch it up.
Yeah. Paint it again.
Paint it, done.
Boom, done. Michelangelo comes out. He does his fancy little thing, and it's good as old. So it's perfect. No?
Stuff happens.
So, there might be some kind of netting underneath those things, but I don't know. And I don't know that the netting would be small enough to catch tools, you know, because what if you're walking down the catwalk and a screwdriver falls out of your pocket or something?
Catwalk?
Yeah.
You mean like you're a model now?
No.
Above the ceiling, they have catwalks for access.
Yeah, to walk through to get to equipment.
I think I need to go refresh my deodorant. It's very warm in here.
Ben, we need an HVAC guy in here. We'll order one. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find all of that at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wants that newsletter, Rich, where do they go?
You should go to MightyHouse.net.
Oh, yeah?
Click on the contact page.
Okay.
And sign up for the newsletter there.
Right there?
Right there?
Just like that. Boom, done. Okay, so yep. We're going to put out a call now for an HVAC guy.
Yes.
Why?
We need somebody that does heating and cooling to come into the studio here and correct all this ductwork.
Why?
Because it's like it's a sauna in here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got the studio doors open now so that we can at least get some.
We're testing new deodorant.
Yes, we are. And we'll find out, because I didn't put my deodorant on until last night. I haven't did it this morning. So
you never do it in the morning.
No. Not unless, unless I take a shower in the morning. If I take a shower in the morning, then I do. But it doesn't smell in here, does it, Robbie? No?
Your nose does.
Did you really say your nose does? Uh-huh. Really?
Your nose knows?
He said your nose smells.
Oh. There you go. See, it's exactly it. And then Trixie's in the background. So, all right. One more email before we go?
Yes. Give me a minute.
Okay. I'll give
you
a minute.
I didn't pull it up.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, emails. Go.
See, there you go. There's the problem.
Oh.
How about this?
I'm so sorry. It froze.
How often is this an issue down in Florida, Rich? I would think you would have this problem more. Boating accidents for carbon monoxide. People sitting on the back of the boat when it's idling.
I saw that.
And
you know, that doesn't actually happen here very often. The majority of the boats are all outboards, and most have literally 2 to 4 engines on them.
Okay.
So you don't have that swim platform like you do on some of the ski boats and all that. And that's usually an inboard outboard that causes that problem. But that article was really sad. The 2 girls got poisoned and the one
passed out
literally and slipped into the water.
Yeah.
And drown. It's like, that's crazy stuff.
Because they were
sitting. It's one of those things you don't. Yeah.
You're on the water. There's, you know, the air's, you would think there'd be enough wind that it would blow the exhaust away. But that exhaust, you know, if you're sitting there at idle with the boat and you got a skier trying to get on or off or somebody's swimming and the boat's running, the carbon monoxide poisoning, if you don't have enough of a breeze, it's going to hang there and hang on the back of the boat. And so be careful. If you've got a boat like that and you've got people hanging off of the back of the boat, swimming off the back of the boat, make sure that motor's turned off. And, you know, if it is running, keep people off of that engine cover. I think that's
well, that's what it was. They were idling, moving slow, and I think they were sitting on the swim platform. And like you said, that carbon monoxide just lingers because it creates that little bit of vacuum at the back.
Yep. And it was just all hanging there. So it's dangerous.
It's awful.
It is.
Okay, go ahead, Robbie. Gesundheit.
Dear Mighty House, we had our siding replaced a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
When the siding was originally replaced, the workers covered our dryer vent. We discovered the error and had them come back out and cut a piece for the vent. We, of course, have been having issues drying our clothes for months now, and when we started researching further, it was discovered that they cut about a foot to the right of the dryer tube. We have tried contacting the siding company, and we're not getting any help. Do you have any suggestions on who we can contact to help fix the issue and replace the small amount of siding that will need to be replaced? Also, do you believe there will be moisture damage within the siding? So I'm confused because, here's the siding, here's the vent.
Mm-hmm.
They covered it up so the siding can't go through.
Right. So the air coming out of the dryer doesn't go outside.
Right.
It goes behind the siding.
But then if they cut it out to put the vent there, wouldn't it stick out so they could see, but they cut it over?
They put it in the wrong spot.
But wouldn't the tube come out?
Into the basement somewhere?
But
you would think so.
If they would have known that they cut the wrong spot because the tube is supposed to go out.
But the siding guy may have just come by, cut the hole, pushed it in, not realizing that, you know, where it needed to be connected, and they probably didn't get inside. So his job was to go put the dryer vent in. So he went over there, cut a hole, pushed it through the wall, taped it up, caulked it, sealed it, whatever he needed to do, dryer vents installed, and now he goes on, gets in his truck and leaves. He never goes inside to reconnect the dryer vent to that new vent. Left the dryer vent connected to the old one or just blowing out into the into
That's
the
ridiculous.
Siding. Uh-huh. Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me. I can see how
ridiculous.
That would happen.
Especially if the homeowner or whatever wasn't home.
Right.
Can't get in?
Right.
How would he know where to...
Well, the bigger problem is everybody just runs around going, it's not my job.
Right.
It's not.
It's not. So...
Not my job.
The issue there, the other part of that question, though, is that going to be an issue with all that hot, moist air blowing in behind all the siding? And the answer there is it could be. Depends on the type of siding you've got, whether or not there was any house wrap on it, and how long that's been going on. If it was going on during the winter, then it's probably more of an issue than if it was going on during the summer. If it's going on during the winter, because you're going to get more condensation and water issues behind that siding during the winter than you would during the summer.
Okay. Along the same lines, having nothing to do with anything, we just got on Facebook, why is an attic fan a bad thing if you have enough soffit vents? So an attic fan, who ever said an attic fan was a bad thing?
A lot of people are now saying
everybody, and it's banned in most states now.
Yep.
Why?
Well, Rich? An attic fan will draw, because even though you have a lot of roof vents or soffit vents, I should say soffit vents, you don't want any roof vents if you have a fan, but even though you have the soffit vents, you're still going to draw air from the conditioned space. Any penetrations through top plates, that attic scuttle panel, whatever, you're going to pull air out of the house, and then you're going to have to replace that with unconditioned air from the rim joists typically.
Right. So you're sucking the air out of the attic, out of the top floor, second floor, or wherever it is. So then where does that air come from? It comes from the basement around the bottom where the house and the siding meet the foundation. It starts sucking air in that way to replace that air that's being drawn out. Now, if you were to go up in your attic, air seal everything, and then in the scuttle hole that goes to the attic, air seal that. They make zipper covers for them so that way you can seal it up, air seal it, insulate it properly. You're probably going to be okay to have an attic fan. But most cases, it's not the case. So that's why the attic fan is being poo-pooed right now and being written off as not a good idea. So,
and they're not. So, and then you see attic fans a lot when they already have roof vents.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're short-circuiting the whole thing, so to speak, because your fan is going to just draw air from the roof vents, and the roof vents are up too high for what the intention is.
Correct.
So it just creates a lot of... bad.
So go look at your scuttle hole. If you see like
scuttle hole,
yeah, that's or the hole to get in the attic. You know, the door you push up to get out of the way. If you see like dust streaks and stuff going there, you have an attic fan, you know that there's a lot of air escaping through there. And most people, it's a piece of half inch drywall. Rarely do I go into a house and see that it's actually an insulated door that's zippered shut and has a seal on it.
Mm-hmm.
99% of the time, it's a piece of half inch or 5/8 drywall with no insulation on the back. So where's that air going to come from? The soffits, or is it going to come from inside the house? It's going to probably come from inside the house.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the easier
And again, it's not just that you're sucking air out of the inside of the house. You have to replace that air as it goes out. It draws in more air to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it comes from air leakage, whether it's around windows, and like we say, the rim joist is a typical spot, or it could be the bottom plate, you know, and so on. That's now dirty air.
Yes. Unconditioned.
Or moisture laden.
Yes. And it's unconditioned, so now that air seeps into the house, and then your air conditioning, your heating has to run more to recondition that air that's been drawn out. Does that make sense?
Plus your fan burns electricity. Yeah. Or uses electricity, where if your roof is designed properly, you have convection currents that will vent the attic without any power.
Right. And they do make solar ones to put up there, too. So you can put up a solar fan also if you want. And they'll run all day long, and they generally don't run at the same speeds as a electric-powered fan does. So they move less air, not as fast, so it helps convection and actually draw that up. Out of the two, I would put the electric one in if there was two different, or put in the solar one.
Well, yeah, because we always but you always want it like on a temperature and humidistat.
Right.
So if humidity rises, you can draw the moisture out.
Well, the solar ones just come on. They just come on. It's when the sun comes up, boom, they're on, and they run until the sun goes down. And it just happens every day. It doesn't matter what's going on. They're constantly running like that. So that's I guess one good thing about it, if your roof is designed for it and set up for it, then it'll work okay. But for the most part, people are moving away from doing the attic fans.
Yeah. Like I said, Georgia, they're illegal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, certain some states have banned them. If Georgia, if they're illegal in Georgia, they're probably really illegal in California.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably not even allowed to use them, and they cause cancer in California.
But as long as you don't live in California, you don't have to worry about it.
Right, right.
So you're okay. All right, Robbie.
Okay, I'm typing a response.
2 minutes.
What are you?
61 minute.
The listener, Tim.
Yeah.
He said, "Why is the attic fan a bad thing?" And then he said, "Thanks." And I replied, I tuned out of the answer a long time ago. They kept rambling. So, sorry, Tim. I'm glad you listened. I hope it was helpful. If not, I apologize, but I have no idea.
Why? Why would you tune out? It was better than drywall talk. I mean, come on. It wasn't?
It was all drywall talk. Oh. I'd rather have the people who called about organizing call back so I could talk about organizing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
So it interests you then.
So,
yeah.
There,
duh.
There we go.
Duh.
We got to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, so, get me riled up so that I can go in there and kick butt, or get me organized.
Yeah, so this matters to me how?
Yes.
Not? Bye.
All right, we're going to talk to Mike Novak and Peggy Malecki coming up next. We'll find out where they're at because they're not in studio right now.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And we should have Mr. Novak and Peggy Malecki on. Are you guys there?
We're here. You sound a little garbly. How do we sound?
You sound fine.
You sound like you're in a big arena somewhere.
We are in a big arena.
You guys just sound like you're gargling.
Yeah, that's okay. Are you gargling deodorant?
Yes, we are.
People with bags of fish. There's people walking by with bags of fish.
There's people walking by right now with bags of fish. You got to love this.
Live fish or dead fish?
Fillets?
No, they're live.
They're all swimming.
They're all swimming in there. They want to get them home before they die.
Oh.
Heading for the red wagon.
Yeah, we are at the Midwest Pond and Koi Society 25th Annual Koi Show and Trade Show at the Max. They call it the Max, which is in McCook. And you were asking off air where McCook is.
What's
and
a McCook?
Peggy, it's a little town of, and as we are driving over the big bridge on 171, which is like southwest of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
by LaGrange
Avenue,
yeah,
Brookfield. It's a town, it said the population 300,
something
right?
Like that, yeah.
I had no idea that, yeah.
And this is like one of those big sports facilities where it's the multiple courts, there's kids doing volleyball, there's kids doing all kinds of things here. It's 4750 South Vernon Avenue in McCook, and it's free today.
Free to get
yeah,
in
yeah.
and go
so
fishing.
So that's the expensive carp show, right?
Well, you know what? They are carp. What can I tell you? But they're fancy carp. They've got lots of colors, and some of them are huge. Mm-hmm. If I counted the little pools here, there's 47?
47 vats.
47, they call them vats. You call them vats? That's not nice.
Are they kiddie pools? Vat. Are they kiddie pools?
Yeah, they're kiddie pools, basically.
Yeah, okay. But you can't swim in them.
Right, because the fish already have that, that's already taken up by the fish.
Okay.
But some of them are huge. Oh, my goodness. You know, like the Asian carp that got pulled out of the river outside of Lake Michigan the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except these don't fly in the air, and you don't hit them with baseball bats.
No, and we're getting funny looks just for saying that.
Yeah.
Really?
No, we would never hit koi with a baseball bat. No.
Why would you want to do that?
All the kois have different names based on colors and markings, isn't it? They have a term.
You know, yes. and there are specialties, and you know, I don't have, oh boy, I need to have this in front of me, but there's, okay,
there's where 13 types of koi, I believe.
13?
And koi is actually, nishikigoi is the Japanese word. And it's, and literally it's translated as brocaded carp.
Okay.
So, nice. And so at any rate, we're going to be talking to folks about how you keep them. What do you do for the water? I mean, I found out something really cool this morning that I didn't know about. And this is actually something that you guys might be interested in. And it's about what's in your water.
Uh-huh.
And what's in your water, of course, it's chlorine.
Yes.
But these guys, when we came in this morning, Dr. Bob, who is who's going to be on the show in just a few minutes and is the president of the Midwest Pond and Koi Society, was treating the water here because if you put any of these koi in with chlorine, they're dead, okay?
Wow.
They're goners. So they have to neutralize the chlorine, but there's something else that's put in the water, which is called chloramine. And it's a substance that helps the chlorine stay in your water. So if you've got a municipal, I know, believe it or not. Well, you know how these cities and towns are. They're terrified that somebody's going to get a disease from water.
Right.
So not only do they put chlorine in the water, then they add this substance called chloramine, which will hold the chlorine in the water because after a while you can gas it off. As Dr. Bob was telling me, okay, if you take your hose and you're out in the back and you got a fine spray, he's saying pretty much before it hits the water, hits the ground, the chlorine has gassed off.
Okay.
However, if you're pulling it out of your tap and going into a container or a glass of water, not so fast.
Right.
You know, so that, you know, in my house, we put chlorine, our chlorinated water in our milk jugs, our old reused milk jugs, and we let it gas off for days before I use it to water my plants or even put it back in the refrigerator and drink from it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use a Brita filter. But the filters don't get rid of the chloramine, which holds the chlorine in the water. I mean, it's really complex stuff. It's pretty amazing.
Unless you've got the whole house filtration systems.
Right.
Yeah, you can get fancy, really fancy filtration systems to take care of that, but you need to know how much chlorine and how much chloramine is in the water, and the only way you know that is if you go to your municipality and say, hey, can I see your paperwork on this, and what do you guys do, how do you treat the water? And apparently for most places it's fairly transparent, but who knows how to read that stuff? Do you know how to read that stuff? I don't think I would know how to read that stuff.
No, I thought water
we send it to old. We send it to Bob in Westmont.
Yeah.
And Bob takes
care
of it.
We know a guy.
Yeah, we got a guy.
We have a guy.
We know a guy.
Yeah,
it's funny because that's my auto mechanic. He always knows a guy.
Yeah,
he's got a guy.
Yeah,
that'll take care of whatever I need to take care of.
Right. So
absolutely.
I thought carp were like really hardy and could live anywhere and in anything.
Well,
almost like
not
a catfish.
Chlorine. You know, I'm going to ask about that. I'm going to ask, and we've got people who are standing by listening to our conversation right here.
Smiling and laughing.
Are you a member of the Midwest Pond and Koi Society?
I am.
And so what do you know about these koi? Can they live pretty much anywhere?
Well, providing there's water.
See, there
That's
you go.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Right.
It's a basic important requirement, just like we need air.
Right.
There you go. What about chlorine in the water?
Does it burn their gills or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, burns the gills. Very good. Very good.
A ding.
Give Rich a ding for that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And what's your name, sir?
Name is Ed Buck. I'll be on in a couple minutes.
Oh, my, you're Ed.
Ed.
Oh, my gosh. Ed. Ed's going to be on our show.
He's the man in the fish shirt.
I met him exactly once, so that's how you was like, I didn't even. So,
all right.
Ed,
well, cool.
Ed,
where are you guys again?
We are at the Max.
4750 South Vernon in McCook.
All right.
So come on down. Yeah. It's free. Take a look at some koi and say hi to us on the show.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Well, have a good show there, Mike.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Yeah, lather up with some deodorant.
You got it, brother.
Turn the attic fan on. Yeah. The attic fan on.
And don't leave that smell on the studio, okay? Please don't do that.
It'll be all cleaned up for you tomorrow, Mike. Don't worry about it.
That's right. We got to be in. We're in at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
All right. Excellent.
Nice.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can look for our show sponsors at MightyHouse.net. Just click on the Mighty House team page. You'll find everybody right there that can take care of you. You want solar done, you can do that. Painters, HVAC guys, they're all right there on MightyHouse.net. Just click on the Mighty House team page. Next week, it's all us. It's all phone calls. It's you and me, babe.
For a show.
Sometimes it seems like you and me against the world.
And we'll also have another Mighty House tip of the week and clutter clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls.
You can
thanks for all the emails and everybody that called in today. For Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level
until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.